Before saying anything else by way of the homily, first a word of just happy Grandparents' Day, I guess we could say today, for all of you who are grandparents. And what a great blessing to be able to celebrate the feast of our Lord's grandmother today. We think about the holiness of this lady, what she must have been like to be able to receive a gift from God of her most blessed daughter. But we also have to realize that in order for that to happen, there was a lot of purification that needed to happen. In other words, when we look at what tradition tells us about St. Anne and St. Joachim, they were childless for many years. And many of you, or some of you anyway, know the heartbreak of that, what that feels like. But it was only after a long time that they were able to conceive. And that was because our Lord needed to purify them for what it is that they were to do. It's interesting when you look in the Gospels at the genealogy of our Lord. In St. Matthew's Gospel, there are five different women who are mentioned in the genealogy. And they are mentioned because there is something that is out of the ordinary about them. When you look at the genealogy, you would think that the genealogy of our blessed Lord would be rather pristine. It is anything but. He came from a very, very, very human line. And yet at the very end, when God prepared to bring our Blessed Lady into this world, and ultimately then our blessed Lord, those last generations he prepared in a profound way with profound and great holiness. And that's what we see in St. Anne, the great holiness that is hers, that she had dedicated her life so completely to God and to doing his will, that she accepted the sufferings, that she bore all of the struggles and difficulties that came her way, and she used all of those to be able to grow in holiness. And while on one hand we could certainly look at it and say, well, obviously being the mother of our Blessed Lady would have been pretty easy, well, as far as raising our Blessed Lady, yeah, that would have been very easy. As far as dealing with everybody else, that would not. And not only would she have had to deal with all the neighbors who would not have understood her daughter, because as wonderful and extraordinary as she was not like everybody else. And so they would have had to deal with that. But they also had to deal with somebody who hated Our Lady a lot, and that is the vile creature himself. So imagine what her parents had to deal with in protecting their daughter from the attacks of the evil one, and how he would have stirred up the neighbors and everybody else. Because again, she wouldn't have been like most typical kids. And we know kids can be awfully cruel when somebody's a little bit different. And that's what they would have had to deal with. And yet we know the holiness that's there, the great gentleness and the charity. And so that's something all of us also then need to look at for ourselves. We too want to be holy. Obviously, we're not going to be anywhere near the holiness of our Blessed Lady, but we can certainly imitate the holiness of her parents and to be able to learn from them what that would really look like. Again, it's not a fair comparison to be able to say, well, you know, my kids aren't quite like Our Lady, no kidding. But that wasn't the point. The question is, how do we deal with the things of life, the struggles, the difficulties? Do we allow them to help us to grow in holiness? Do we allow those things to purify us so that we grow in virtue? Do we have that kind of profound love for our children that is going to come out only with the greatest charity toward them? That charity, of course, includes having to discipline them when necessary, but that is always done in charity, not in anger. That we need to be able to maintain that peace on the inside and the gentleness. That's what we can learn from somebody like Saint Anne. And tradition has definitely proven to us that the intercession of Saint Anne is extraordinarily powerful. So that's, again, especially for grandmothers. We're dealing in a situation now where so many people have fallen from the faith. They're living bad lives in one way or another. And so many parents and grandparents are just brokenhearted as they watch what's going on. We have intercessors, thankfully. We have our Blessed Lady. We have Saint Anne. Turn to them and ask for their prayers. Their intercession is extraordinarily powerful. You know that our Lord will give his mother absolutely anything that she asks for. But I don't think his grandmother is too far behind that either. If she's going to ask him for something, she's going to get what she asks for. And so if we think about just the love, again, grandparents, you understand the love that you have for your grandchildren. In a way, it's different, and in some ways, almost even more than what you have for your own children. So now we can just imagine the love that Saint Anne had for Jesus. And that love remains. That doesn't change when she dies. She goes to heaven and continues to love her daughter, to love her grandson. And so if we ask her intercession, that is going to be done in profound love. Love for you, love for our blessed Lord. And so this lady's intercession is truly extraordinary. Obviously worlds less even than her own daughter, but at the same time far greater than most of the saints, because the love she had for our blessed Lord is that much greater, simply because of who she is and that relationship that is theirs. So turn to her, ask her prayers, be confident. Go to her with the greatest confidence. St. John of the Cross tells us our prayers are only going to be answered to the degree of our hope. If we don't have confidence, we're not going to get what we're asking for. Go with confidence and pray and trust and know that their intercession is there, our Blessed Lady and her Mother interceding with our Heavenly Father, with our Blessed Lord. Like I said, our Lord will give his mother anything that she asks for. And I'm sure the same can be said with Saint Anne. So especially for grandparents, pray for your grandchildren and go to the one who understands so well, the glorious Saint Anne, the mother of our Blessed Lady.